As we have been considering remarkable conversions in our stories, we also are considering these as they're told in the Scriptures, in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We continue that series. We turn to Mark's Gospel today and the 10th chapter, Mark chapter 10, commencing with verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let us pray. O Lord, speak to our hearts again today. We confess that unless you speak to us, our hearts languish and pine away. We ask thee to show us again that thou art the life of men, the light of men. We ask, Lord, to have mercy on us today. Draw near unto us and bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us. We pray in thy name. Amen. Just before this story, the Lord Jesus said, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ came to save his people from their sins. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ saved this blind man Bartimaeus. He didn't just give him sight. I think that there were some that were healed by the Lord Jesus Christ physically, but were never saved spiritually. We think of the 10 lepers who came to Christ and cried out from a distance that he might have mercy on them and heal them of their leprosy. And Christ healed them all, but only one came back to give him thanks, evidencing that he had been given a new heart and that heart of gratitude. Not only was he cleansed of his physical leprosy, but he was cleansed of his spiritual leprosy or sin. And here I believe we find the same regarding blind Bartimaeus. Jesus was in Jericho, the cursed city that Joshua spoke of, after Jericho's walls had come crashing down, and the Israelites had taken this great city, recorded in the book of Joshua. Joshua said, anyone that tries to build this again will be cursed. It would be a cursed city, and yet Christ came to become a curse for his people, that they might be blessed with his salvation. And he had come to Jericho and had worked there. Remember, in Jericho was that head tax collector named Zacchaeus. We'll be considering him, Lord willing, in the Gospel of Luke. But the Lord was coming out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people had come with him. And blind Bartimaeus, a well-known blind beggar outside that city of Jericho, was in his usual place begging. And I remember Lester Roloff used to sing, open his program, his radio program, with a song about blind Bartimaeus sitting outside the city begging. And the Lord Jesus sets him free. Well, here is blind Bartimaeus hearing that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he cried out that Jesus, the Son of David, would have mercy on him. And just like many today would keep sinners from Christ, there were some that charged him that he should be quiet, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more. Here is the evidence of the Holy Spirit working in blind Bartimaeus. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew that he was in a state that needed mercy. He didn't trust in his own righteousness and his own works. And I think that he desires more than to be healed of his physical blindness, but that he would be healed of his spiritual blindness. Faith cries out. Faith cannot be silent. That is true faith that God gives a soul. It must not keep quiet. It must lay hold and cling to the Lord Jesus Christ, or else. I can remember when the Lord opened my eyes. I must have Christ that day. I could not go back to my dormitory at West Virginia University until the Lord turned me, until I was a different man, until I was changed. And that wasn't anything that I could manufacture and stir up myself. Here was blind Bartimaeus, hearing that Jesus passed by, and he heard of the fame of Christ, how he healed the blind and the deaf and the dumb, and he caused the paraplegics to walk, the demon-possessed to be made whole. He could not be silent. He believed that Jesus Christ would show mercy on him, that all who would come to Christ he would in no way cast out. And here Jesus stands still. Friend, Jesus stands still to hear your cry today. He stoops down and he bends over, as it were, from the lofty heaven to listen to your cry. And Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to be called. And it says that they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And Bartimaeus came forth, cast away his garment, and came to Jesus. We need to cast away our garments of our own righteousness, of our own works. They're called filthy rags. We need to cast away our tradition and religion that has only made us worse. It has only made us deeper religious sinners rather than deeper irreligious sinners. You know, it's the religious and the irreligious that go to hell if they have not Jesus Christ. He cast away his garment. What a picture of us denying our own self-righteousness, repenting of our pride and our unbelief and our evil desires. Coming to Christ as we are, naked came I into the world, the Bible says, and naked shall I return. We need to come to Christ just as we are. You know that song, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come." He came as he was. We need to do so. We need to come just as we are. We can't claim that Christ is impressed with our religious works or our religious deeds or our prayers or our baptism. We need to come and admit that we're lost sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Jesus will hear the cry of the penitent, the repentant. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" How the Lord had quickened Bartimaeus, how he had turned his will toward him. You know, there were probably many of the blind and maimed that didn't believe that Jesus could heal them. He didn't heal every single blind, maimed, deaf and dumb and paraplegic in all of Galilee and Judea, only those who came to him. Many were probably in the background saying, "Oh, he won't do it for me. He can't do it for me." But not so with Bartimaeus. He said, "Lord," he recognized Jesus Christ as the King, as the Master. He called him Lord. He didn't just call him Sir. He didn't just call him Rabbi. He called him Lord. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He has control of heaven and earth. All souls are his. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." It was a simple request. It was pointed and direct. He recognized his need. This is how much we can learn here. "Lord, that I might be saved from my sins. Lord, that I might be delivered from my unbelief. O Lord, that I might be delivered from my hypocrisy, from my adultery, from my Sabbath breaking, from my sins." We need to be pointed. We need to be honest before the Lord. So often we come to the Lord and we have smoke screens. We're actually presenting our own righteousness, and just out of duty we confess sins, but we really don't mean it. Or we bring to the Lord sins that aren't really there. I can remember as a Romanist going to the confession booth and dreaming up sins that I don't think I had committed, and yet the very sins that I knew that I had committed, I did not bring into that booth. How I brought my own self-righteousness and dreamed up sins that weren't as shameful, perhaps, as the ones I knew I was committing. And yet he admitted, "Yes, I'm a blind man. Please give me sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Here the Lord Jesus spoke to him and said, "Go thy way." Not go away from Christ, but simply, you don't have to be a beggar anymore. You won't have to rely upon others anymore. Go thy way, the way of righteousness. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Christ isn't contradicting the fact that he alone has power to save. He's simply speaking of the means by which he uses. He causes souls to be saved, and the evidence that a soul has been saved is that it clings to Christ. The evidence that the soul is alive is that it has that arm and that hand of faith that clings to his garment, that clings to his finished work. And you can know that a person is saved by the evidence of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not his belief that saves him. Christ is not saying that there are two saviors, himself and our faith. He's simply showing that the fruit of salvation is evident. His faith hath made thee whole. The original is save thee. Obviously, it's Christ that actually saves the soul. But faith proves that Christ has saved the soul. And immediately he received his sight. Christ indeed healed him physically. But notice, there was obedience. And he followed Jesus in the way. His way was Christ's way now. Obedience to Christ is a sure sign that we're saved. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Christ, you'll have the fruit of the Spirit. You're no longer your own. The Bible says, if you will follow Christ, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him. This is a story, a remarkable conversion of blind Bartimaeus. But we too are like him without Christ. We're blind to the things of God, blind to our own sins. But when Jesus comes, he opens our eyes, shows us how wicked we are, and reveals his glory and his purity. Come to Christ today. He won't cast you out. Like blind Bartimaeus, you can be set free to follow Jesus Christ and turn your back on the world.